Yeah, thanks for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here to share some of my work and also my team work at SAS, which are focused on optimization. So this talk is about MIP solver because Andrew wants to integer programming, but we have other solver also. So I'm probably this talk is an overview of the MIP related solutions and the solver techniques we have right now. So the first of several slides were about SAS optimization and also about SAS. And then the second part is our introduce several techniques that we non-standard techniques that we use to improve our MIP solver. The third part is how to use SAS optimization tools to develop solutions, industry solutions, to solve the real problems, industry problems. And I will conclude with some challenge and future direction that we have. So for SAS, I don't know how many you know SAS or already use SAS, a few, very good. So SAS is a software company which focuses on business analytics. Originally it is a statistic company, software company, but gradually it expanded to business intelligence. Actually, the largest independent vendor in the business intelligence market. So there is a company called Algorithms close here, which bought by IBM. It is one of our competitors. So right now IBM is our largest competitor. IBM bought almost every big our original the older competitors. So yeah, they want to buy SAS, but we didn't sell. For employee like me, so I care these two bullets very much. It's ranked number one in the best company to work for in US. This is also Canada is number three, which yeah, number one, number three, not much difference. Pretty good company, and it has office in many countries and has large footprints. So this is how SAS view analytics, the picture. The green one, green part, green bubbles, balls, belongs to BI, traditional BI, which is business intelligence software, which basically generates all kinds of reports, like sales, marketing reports, revenue reports. So this part is advanced analytics, which includes statistics, forecasting, data mining here, and optimization. And you can see the horizontal axis is a degree of intelligence, which means this side is more intelligent, and this is has give organization more competitive advantages. So by the way, the picture is not, I didn't draw this picture. Some people at SAS think this way. I'm glad they put optimization on the top. more biggest and more intelligent. But the bigger the ball is, actually the market is smaller. It's that this is has a huge revenue for SAS. And also that studies the data mining. But optimization is market is kind of small, it's growing, but it's quite small compared to other. At SAS, the OR department has around 40 people. It's more, actually 40 is more than here. Our department is big, it's growing. So for the optimization, we have, not surprised, we have the modern language, like Ample or upper modern language to input the model, and also has all kinds of solver and algorithms, from linear, quadratic, integer, nonlinear, local search, and has graph algorithm network.
Which of the
useful.
Yes.
This one is the most reliable, risk-free. We can almost look and solve, fitting in memory, we can solve it. This one is most useful. Integer programming, most of the solution have some integer variable inside. But usually, if it's too big, we transfer to linear programming. If non-linear is it's like for the external, it's I would say it's not as useful as integer programming, but internally for us it's very useful. SAS, because SAS has statistical software and data mining, they have like quantum regression or this kind. They have some linear, non-linear. So use non-linear algorithm. So internally is very, very useful. And the local search is also for parameter tuning or internally something. It's run different platform. It's pretty intensive. We cover almost all the platform. So solution, optimization related solution says recently developed quite a few, like inventory marketing. I will talk about this later, but there are a bunch. And also provide a service. It's in the OR department, we have a center of excellence, which is like the consulting, but more advanced consulting, and also like pre-sale, do some pre-sale. Also has a professional service with consulting teams and the technical support training. So it's have a suite of service provide so success. So now I'm going to move to the second topic. So about the technique we use, a few techniques which you probably not very standard we use to improve MIP solver. Thanks for Ismail already introduced many of these. Mixed integer MIPS, it's like this linear constraint, linear objective, linear constraint, and some variable integer. Most popular algorithm is the LP based branch and cut algorithm. At SAS, we can access this solver through the modern language, also from standard data sets, like NPS file, this kind of file as input. Here is a small example of a branching bound. So if you know, just bear with me. Two variable. If we just want to solve it by pure branch and bound, for the LP based algorithm, we formulate this root node we call node zero, and the solve LP we get a fraction variable. It's not acceptable, so we have to branching. Then this branching we use this one, add. Just change the bounds inside the LP solver. And then we solve this one, also fraction, and solve this one. If the search strategy is best first, we go to the two, number two here, get the integer, or get upper bound, basically, is minimization. Then we go to one and the branch, but get this. So we can continue to node four, and then solve this. It happens the LP is the is integral, is feasible, and also this one is feasible. We get the best upper bound is this one. So you take seven nodes for the two variable. For most solver like Ruby or Cplex or SAS, it is the modern solver is a bag of techniques. We have pre-processing, also node pre-solver, and for the node selection, you have different node selection. And variable selection, which branching variable has different strategy or heuristic, lots of heuristic. Cutting plan, which like Ismail mentioned, this knapsack. We have formulation and the Tableau, simplex Tableau based cutting plan.
What kind of bounding technique?
I'm sorry.
Rounding.
Oh, rounding, we have quite a few. Like, if we get we have simple rounding and several other variation. If we have the LP solution, we do some rounding.
So that's like
Yeah, yeah. It's physics pump is a heuristic which basically work on the integer watch on two dimensions. One is work on the integer feasibility and the linear feasibility together. So it's a type of heuristic. There's some literature about this heuristic. It's an expensive heuristic. If we use all the techniques, we solve this small example, we can solve again and solve for the first, if we, after solve the ALP, we try the rounding heuristic to get this feasible solution, and then try local solution to get this one, and add a cutting plane, okay, general cutting plane, mirror cuts, a mixed integer rounding cuts, we get this one, add these cuts, resolve ALP, then we are done. Basically, the ALP is integer feasible, so just one node. So it means, technique, yeah, it's for the mixed solver, it's really complicated to become, it has lots of technique, different technique. For us, we, besides all the standard technique which in the other solvers, we add something, probably also already in other solver, but we don't know, but it's, one is pre-processing, pre-solve, and some technique about how to use the continuous variable. Most technique, integer technique, focus on integer variable, but the continuous variable, you can do something. We talk about how to use these two techniques, and a heuristic. In practice, I would say cutting plan is very important. Cutting plan, and of course, besides the ALP solver, the speed of ALP solver and the warm start of the ALP solver, then this cutting plan is very important. But the pre-solver also very important. It's like if a miss one technique might cannot solve a problem. You have to have most of the technique, and also have to make it work well. One technique doesn't slow down other problems, so after adding one new technique. First, I will talk about this pre-processing technique. And the idea is not new. It's not new. Basically, we try to come up with a relationship between binary variables. So the application you can binary, like a scheduling problem, has a lot of binary variables. We try to get four possible logical relationships. The first one is like this kind of if there is constraint, you know, like this, these two has can only one be true. If, because it's a binary, can only take a 0-1 variable. It's like sometimes, yeah, like here. And this is similar. This is complement of this one. So try to get these four relationship. For example, if in the facility location problem, this x1, x2 can be two location. So this constraint basically means this: we can only choose one of these two location to build a distribution center or something. Maybe they are too close each other. You don't want to build two, so at the most one. So how to get this logical implication? The easy way is just check the constraint. If there's those type of constraint, then we can get easily. Another thing is by probing, basically fix one binary variable to certain value, 0 or 1, then try to get the implication of other variable. If if we fix that variable to 1, then if we can derive other variable become 0, have to be 0, then we can get some relationship probing. Probing is quite expensive because you need to check all the constraints, satisfy feasibility of this. In the pre-solve, we usually do a limited probing to get this logical implication. So after getting this logical implication, we store in an implication graph or a conflict graph, this data structure stored here. So vortex I basically represents xi, and vortex I bar represents the complement of xi. So h represents a logical relationship, we also call the h equality. So here this example basically has four edges, but it represents these two relationships, x1 plus x2. There's h must less than equal to 1. And this is complement to 2, less than 1. So there is always an edge between the variable and its complement. So we can, checking constraint and probing, we can get a very huge, sometimes huge, this kind of conflict graph. And how to use it? The simple way is we can use it to fix variable. So we can check this implication conflict graph. We can get if x1 equals to 0, derives x2 must equal 0, and also x1 equals to 1, derives x2 must be 0, which means this has to be 0, fix it, x2 has to be 0. And also can substitute variable this relationship with x1 equals 0 here, derives x2, and basically this two means these two variables are same variable. They always take the same value, so we can combine them together. We could also lift set parking constraints. For set parking constraints like this, if the edge, we can in the graph we can find the edge like all for every variable we can find the edge to variable 4, like here in the conflict graph, then we can strengthen lift this basically x4 from the coefficient 0 to 1, lift strengthen this constraint. Another way to fix variable is look for the set partitioning constraint. If like we have a set partitioning constraint like this, and we can find the edge every variable in this set partitioning constraint, we can find the edge to variable 4. Then we know this variable has to be 0, basically. Besides this, we can also remove some dominant constraints in orange formulation. We derive the which you also call click cuts. We put it into the click table, and then there's to solve a problem to derive it. Then lift the click, use the implication. Then we use the click the cuts. Basically in the click table to check against the original constraints. If it's stronger than the original constraint, then we can basically replace it by the click cuts. It, like here, this click cuts maybe can replace several similar these kind of implications. So basically this use implication can make the model smaller and also stronger. So, yeah, there's some instance. SEC instance, very famous for the basketball scheduling. Yeah, if you follow the NCAA, the game, the two tournament. I'm from Lehigh. Here's Lehigh and Duke. Duke, Lehigh beats Duke. The surprise this time. So. scheduling problem has this set covering constraints, and this is without the logical reduction. After pre-solve, we got this size. With the logical reduction, which you mentioned before, the constraint removed quite a few, the red one. The variable doesn't get fixed, but the constraint removed a lot. And also the coefficient get lifted, many coefficients get lifted. So, which means this model should be smaller and stronger, the pre-solved model. The computational result shows confirmed it. So this is without logical reduction, and this is with logical reduction. Okay, yeah, except this one, most got some reduction, the time and the nodes. So this is just one of the pre-solve technique in our solver. We have quite a few similar, this kind of pre-solve has a lot of different technique. Okay, next the technique is it's one of the technique handle the continuous variable. This is actually a very simple one, and get it almost free, this kind of information. We call it implied integer. So implied integer is some variable declared as a continuous variable, but actually they are integer. They can treat it as integer. There are two, we classify as two types. One is feasibility, implied by feasibility. Here is why is the continuous variable declared as continuous variable. How to get this y? So if there is a constraint like this, and the x, all the x are integer, and the right hand side are also integer, so we know the y have to be integer in any feasible solution. In a feasible solution, y has to be integer. So we can basically make it y as an integer. Another is implied by optimality condition. So y is here. In these two constraints, and you can see also the y, the objective coefficient is positive. So we can conclude in every optimal solutions y have to be integer, because this minimization and the positive, the y should be as small as possible in optimal solution. So when it's small, it will hit one of the equality, become equalities here. Well, but this right-hand side, all are integer. So we can get these two type of implied integer variables. So the question is, does it happen often? This can. We check against our benchmark, internal benchmark sets. We have about 1,000 instance. MIP instance. So we can find the implied integer in about 40.2% in the instance. Here's a breakdown of feasibility. Those are probably very familiar instance in the MIP 3 library. This one has 7 continuous variables, actually all of them can be considered integer. So we use this kind of information in our solver to generate a cutting plan and also heuristic branching, so we can use sometimes treat them as integer if it's beneficial. Yeah, good question. we find that, use tested on 152 instances. And the computational time limit set 2 hours. So it's use this one. Do not use implied integer solve 99 instances, and use it to solve the 6 more instances. And if we assume 2 hour limits for the unsolved instance, then we get 40% fast overall to solve this. So it's I think this is very easy to implement. Take no time. But we can get some useful information in the results. Yeah, different. It will get worse. Some cases will get worse. This is the average. Yeah. Basically, like branching, if branching in different direction, might be bad. I'm sorry? All the variables become integer. Maybe it's where all variables become integer. Oh, yes. Oh, this one, yeah, it's like for feasibility implied if we can most likely treat it as integer, because feasible solution have to be integer. In a heuristic, we can just treat it as integer. Optimality, which means only optimal solution, it's integer. For the non-optimal feasible solution, it can be continuous. And then, because if the feasible solution can help, sometimes it can help the search by like reduce cost fixing. If you find the feasible solution quicker, you can fix a lot of variables, sometimes fix a lot of variables. So it's hard to say this will be definitely good. But yeah. Another technique is cutting plan, which is this cutting plan is focused on the continuous variable also. We call it, it's a mixed lifted 0-1 inequality, and the reference is these two paper by Nemhaus and Wusi, and Naresti actually works at SAS right now. So what derives this class basically focus on 0-1 mixed integer knapsack polytope. X is a binary variable, and Y is a continuous variable. We assume it is in bounded zero between 0 and 1, 1, 1. Basically, you can scale it. If this variable has an upper bound, you can scale it to 1. And this is polytope. We try to, in the constraint or in the tableau, find this polytope and derive cuts. We can derive four types of cutting plan inequality. The difference is basically is the seeding inequality is different. Like this 0-1 cover is seed inequality is the 0-1 cover. It's what Ismer mentioned before this. Packing is this one. And from our experience, this one is most useful. Lifted 0-1, lifted has extra one actually, should be wrong. Continuous cover is most, lifted continuous cover. Basically start with continuous cover, then lift rest variable. How to do that? The detail is in the two paper, you can take a look if you want. The final cutting plan is like this form. The seed inequality is this one, this two. So basically, we follow some procedure to lift the rest variable to make it make the cut coefficient non-zero. So it becomes from very sparse cuts to a gradually dense cuts. So this lifting take probably no time because we have the super additive this function here. It can lift very quickly, get to the cuts. So how useful it is? There are actually not too many instances that has both binary and a continuous variable, but we found some 89 in our benchmark sets. So we use two hour limits. So this is not used, this is used. So use this one, it solves three more instances. And for the solution time, for the easy instance is 4% fast. For the difficult, moderate difficult instance, 36% fast. So just for this cutting plan. So, yeah, it's one of the techniques which handle continuous variable, focus on continuous variable. If there's no continuous variable, this cutting plan would basically turn off, do nothing. Well, we're happy with this heuristic. Heuristic says MIP solver has quite a few heuristic right now, a lot different type. We classify into this four type. It's a different group, but this can be four type. It's our way to view our heuristic. Starting heuristic, which satisfy this 1, 2, this requirement, and but not 3. So it's not a integer feasible, but it's sort of prime feasible, and the objective may be better. So we classify these four type, and for our heuristic, we this also another way to classify. One way is basically it's line search type, and another is neighborhood search. So line search is rounding, diving, this pivoting, basically go to one line to another. Neighborhood search is can be more go to like neighborhood several points at the same time. So it's like mapping GA, this kind of internal heuristic. So we have a heuristic because there's so many heuristics, so we have to have a central framework to control the all kinds of heuristic. But it's based on the type and the speed, we classify every heuristic has a label of this. And we use two solution pool to store the internal or intermediate solutions. And the framework is has different various heuristic strategies. Oh yeah, it's yes, yes. We select automatically internally. Like there's no strategy, basically selection. Some heuristics might be never get a called, like the expensive one, this kind of. Also, yes, if also this, so we internally manage it. Like rounding, we call it very often, but diving probably not so often, heuristic. And also based on the effectiveness of the heuristics. If not effective, call it many times, not very effective, probably turn off it or increase the time, the delay to call it. So there's some control strategy. Oh, repair pool is put the solution which are not integer feasible to the solution pool, to the pool which we want to repair later. Very good, probably not integer feasible solution. Seems so far. Yeah, it's heuristic. It's sort of need a lot of experiment. It's a heuristic way to handle. One thing we encounter is some heuristics are very time consuming. So we basically want to limit the number, the time of heuristic called. So also like some instance can be solved very quickly without heuristic. So we have to have some criteria. The criteria we use is we try to give heuristic a total budget, how many budget, and to make it a deterministic country, we use simplex iteration equivalent units. So we estimate how expensive the heuristic is, and then we allocate a budget for the heuristic, each heuristic. Maybe in the future we'll maybe do it more fine-tuned, granularity. This one is still too big. But right now we use this way to control the time spent in heuristic. Basically, heuristic, if you don't find a solution or solution not useful, then the time spent in heuristic is waste. It's waste, so how to control. Okay, this is basically the heuristic framework. This picture shows the performance improvement of various MIP solver version. The red one is we have a very old integer programming solver, like which was written 20 years ago, and it's continuing to improve, but it's not so easy to maintain. We still have it, but it's become a legacy code. And this is red one. Oh, this is performance profile. So I'm not sure you know, but if you don't know, which means it means the line, if the line is higher, it's better. Higher is better. Yeah. This one is our latest release. Is last July. Oh, which heuristic bring it to this level? It's the older one. It's have some heuristic, also has several cutting plan, but not so good, and also LP solver is not good. So it's probably it's a mix of the probably cutting plan, LP solver, and we have preprocessing, advanced preprocessing. So it's mixed, so that we can for every release we add some technique. Like first release we don't have much heuristic, and the cutting plan we don't have the cuts I mentioned before. Yeah, we don't have a license. Simplex license. And also, yeah, we have different market. Seems, yeah. So don't compare. But we are improving every release, hopefully. It's like 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% increase every release. So 30. Okay, I need to move to the second part. So. Any question for the technique solver?
So you said that for mixed integers, zero one mixed integer, starting with continuous cover better than starting with zero one cover, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, that one is yeah, that's the truth. For our testing sets, this one get better results. Start from the continuous cover, and Amar Nersky implemented this, and he mentioned here 2 year strong non-trivial, at least one of them should be logical efficient. So to make this cut useful, so at least one variable in M1, which is have to be non-zero, have logic coefficient.
So the continuous cover is that
Y? Y is continuous cover. So put the start from continuous and then lift the rest.
And this Y is between 0 and 1, right?
Y is between 0 and 1, yes. It's box variable.
Okay.
It can be large, but you can scale to box where it's 0, 1.
So the initial cut is sum of the GYJ, less root of the sum of the J minus U, right?
Yeah, yes. He has a paper published, so you can this one, his paper. You can take a look, maybe this one, continuous, yeah. I know some competitor is implementing this cutting plan, so but it's not easy to implement. It's C-plex. I don't know if Rob is up to C-plex. Interesting. I'll move to this part. So I'll talk two examples. One is the marketing optimization, which is a solution, which is a software package. We sell it, can sell it as a package to many customers. Another is a consulting service. It's it's basically for the banking. One of the bank ask us to do the consulting service to do the ATM replacement problem. So first is MO, marketing optimization. This is it's assignment problem, of assignment problem. It's not a regular assignment, but it's a little bit complicated. Of assignment, basically for the this is a customer. This is offers, have a credit card or insurance policy, equity loan. We how to assign to the customer, and for each assign this there is a expected return. How many revenue generated on the profit or profit. So we can, most customers are from financial service, and there are some from the retail. We can formulate this problem as a mixed integer linear program. The objective is to maximize the revenue return. And the constraint is, the first constraint is the sort of we can call budget constraint, like how many email channels you have, or how many mail you can mail. This is a budget constraint, a telephone call. This you can see, I forgot to mention this. K is the number of channels. Let me see. P is the policy, contact policy. I is the customer. I should mention this first. I is the customer, and the offer is J. I is customer. So for each customer and policy, there is a contact constraint. So this problem seems not so difficult. It's straightforward. The problem is it's huge. It's big. Usually bank has millions of credit card holders, lots of customers. And they have, for the offer, they have like 10,000 usually offers. So the problem will have millions of binary decision variable and millions of constraints. So it can reach some billion. It's impossible to solve. For our MIPS server, at least, possible general purpose. And also the contact policy, hard constraints. So we have to use some special algorithm. So first, to come up with some algorithm, we have to look at the structure, model structure. So if you look at the model, the matrix, the aggregate, the linking constraint is like here, is budget and the channel constraint like this. It linking every variable. And for the contact constraint, it's a block. It has lots of block, millions of block. One block for per customer. So probably we can solve it now, because if you look at this, we know how to do something. Not surprised we use decomposition in Lagrange to, we thought we make the objective, dualize the aggregate constraints, decompose blocks, and the submast update to iterated, to get a solution basically, get a converging. So the technique used here is quite a few specialized ones. But of course, we use a general purpose ALP and a MIP, but we use special decomposition and subgrading and heuristic for the integer field solution, and also now it's running on parallel computing. So we can get a good feasible solution, we cannot claim optimal, but it's very good feasible solution in several minutes or hours. It depends on instance size. So this product is very popular right now. So optimization is do have some usefulness here. So for business users, so they don't want to see the constraint mask model. We provide a GUI. You can enter the constraint basically from this GUI user interface, change your objective through here. So user never saw the mask model underneath. Yeah, this is one solution. Hey. it's here. It's more than Excel. customer buy this basically. They buy this one. This is separate. It's a SaaS product. So, but underneath it will have the SaaS foundation. SaaS, which has a base SaaS, these things. It's our solver underneath. But the user, custom business bank user, they saw this spreadsheet type of thing. Underneath it has a bunch of other things, SaaS running. They can read in database database. This is actually MO. It also includes forecasting other things. So I only talk about the optimization part. It has other. Yeah, usually. How much? it depends on customer license, but probably 1 million or something. 1 million, half a million. I don't know when I know, it just gave to you 1 million, half a million. It's expensive, I say. But I don't know the actual price, I'm just guessing. I know it's expensive. ATM, this is a consulting project. It's starting from consulting project, but now it's become quite a few other banks also interested in this project. It's an ATM replacement problem, which is the input is transaction data, like withdraw, deposit, replacement for the past 3 months. And it includes two problems. One is a forecasting problem. You need to estimate hourly demand for each ATM machine for next month. And after we get have the estimate, like the demand, then we move to the optimization problem to determine which hour to replace each ATM over the next month to avoid the cash outs. Cash outs, the definition is ATM inventory, the money in ATM machine is less than the next 4 hours of demand. So replacement is just filling capacity. So it's, you can see probably it's a very popular problem. Every bank have this issue. The flow is, the business flow is like this, get the data, then forecasting, then optimization, then you have this plan and some report, general report. business. Focus on the optimization problem. For the optimization problem, user can choose four objectives, different objectives, cash out hour, events, this. And it has also, this has some budget limits. The number of refreshments should not be too many. It has some budget to limit. And also simultaneous replacement through the day, probably because number of vehicle is limited, the truck, the money truck limited. And also have a time window, different time window. The user wants to run this schedule every 2 weeks for 1 month rolling horizon. So generate 1 month this schedule plan, the plan, and run it every 2 weeks. Initial formulation, this is just simplified. I just put one decision variable. It's a decision variable, it's replace AP, which is binary variable. So if it equals one, then we are going to replace the ATM A in period P. So every hour we have this kind of decision variable every. And there are quite a few linear constraints and also other variables. The problem is very hard to solve when it's symmetry. We find it keep branching forever, then cannot stop. Another is the problem size is not small. We cannot say it's huge, but it's not small. It's like 10,000 variables. This kind of it's not small. If small enough, we can probably solve it, but we cannot solve it in the customer require 2 hours or 3 hours, we cannot solve it. So too bad, we have to come up either new algorithm or the reformulate it. For this one, because the probably the size is not so huge, so we cannot decompose. We didn't try, but what we try is the reformulated. We basically, for the original variable, this one, we add an extra variable. Extra index, for this PQ. If it equals one, then the ATM A is replaced in period P and Q, but not between. And the arc, basically we make this formulation become a network type. Some people also call it time space or some network space. So the arc could be the number of cash out between the loss demand, so we have this cost. It's become an integer network flow type of problems with few side constraints. And some complicated constraints like the maximum number of replacement actually can remove some of the arcs. Some of the arcs maybe can be removed because we have to have minimal or maximum number of replacement in between. So make it a little bit small. But still, you can see with three index as compared to two index, this problem become much bigger than before. But the good news is we typically can solve it at the root node in the branch bunch. The network structure make it the LP solution almost integer feasible. If we need a branching, we only probably need a branching 2 or 3 nodes to solve it. So this example shows we make the orange problem big, but has more structure, and so it becomes easy to solve. The first example is for the larger instance, we decompose it, make it smaller to solve it. So modeling and algorithm are both very important to solve real industry problem. It's probably have to know both of them. this example is some result is from the proof of concept phase. We get some number from the customer. Is base the customer give us some baseline numbers, and the project produce optimized solution here. So cash hours we don't have, but we have there. Cash out events we have more than 300, almost 400. We have 15, and we don't have a lost demand, and also number of replacement is reduced. So it's basically significantly increase the customer satisfaction. This is the main goal. So money, it's just proof concept. So it's save some money because this number is lower. So these two examples are both related to integer programming. We have other examples, but for integer programming, I can only say I have to finish this. Any question about? Okay, challenge direction. For the MIPI, it's still very difficult, no surprise. We cannot solve half of our internal benchmark. Let's say in 2 hours, the time limit, we cannot solve them. So we have to develop the new, or you guys have to develop the new algorithm. We also try the in ISMR the semi-continuous cuts. The semi-continuous cuts, which we're working on it. So also for the, there's some interesting knowledge from the AI and the constraint programming. Search, branching search, we have different ideas. We try to use them ideas, their ideas to do the search part, tree search. Like we get some very good results from. And big data, customer now have a lot of data because now the storage is so cheap. The storage, data server is so cheap, they can store a lot of data. And also the large companies start to use optimization to optimize the business process. So as I said, the example before, we can probably can decompose. If it's too large, you can decompose. Even for the LP, we can try decomposition. And also use the high performance computing, parallel stuff. This brings this one. The computation power is enormous right now everywhere. Multi-core, also GPU, Intel will release this one this year, which is 60 cores and shared by 8 gig memory. It's very small. I saw it's very small one. It has 60 cores and very cheap. And in the future, the algorithm probably, most algorithm will be threaded or even distributed. It has multi-core, so many. Every place has multi-core. Also, you need to do some GPU or use micro, these kind of chips, and also cloud computing SaaS. This is SaaS. SaaS we already have this one. Our software is on the cloud, our internal cloud data center, so you can log in and use. So besides the regular technique like cutting plan and the heuristic improve the sequential code. We also spend a lot of time right now working on a high performance product. We are going to release the decomposition algorithm for LP and MIP. It's parallel, threaded and graded parallel. And also going to release this one, local search, is parallel local search. And in the future, we need to work on the big LP for statistics and the solutions. There's huge LP in the statistical product. We cannot solve right now. It just cannot fit in memory. So that's posed some challenge for the us. My last slide is about session on demand. It's also free for the academic and the students. I'm not sure this need a registered class, but it's definitely free right now. And it has SAS-based programming, static data mining forecasting, and OR, everything. If you teach a course, or you can get this, get account of this.
Free.
Every data mining, forecasting, everything is free. MATLAB, the IML. Free. Solver is inside the OR. OR has math programming solver, has constraint programming solver, has simulation, and many other project management thing. So all in OR. Free. Everything is free. Everything is free. You can build an application, basically not the real world application, most likely use neither statistical forecasting and optimization. So only this one cannot usually be a sophisticated solution. Usually